Greetings, dear ones. I'm Kryon of Magnetic Service. Once again, I say to you that I know where I am. For this is a place that has been created because of channeling. And that is what they call it here. Messages from those beyond yourself and yet somehow within yourself. Before we speak of the lesson for today, in a very brief way, I wish to let those who have just come to listen and are not here, what has just taken place. We are on the Garden Isle of Kauai, a place that I have taught for 25 years is called Lemuria. A place where there were Lemurians. And that is why this adventure that you are on now that is spiritual has been called the Lemurian Retreat. And we come to a monastery on the top of a hill, run by the gentleness of the Hindu, who believes so much of the same things. And they track their information from Gurudeva and his channeling for all of these years. And I want you not to be lost on any of you the similarities of the channeling that I have given you, totally and apart from anything that would be found in the books here. And yet so much the same. We say to you, are you aware of the seeds from the stars? Is it possible that inside you is more than you think? Is it possible that you've come from somewhere else? They believe that here, and this was the channeling, and still is. Did you hear the information about those who are still here, who remained Lemurian? This is what we have taught. Are the Pleiadian teachers, and they still are here, and they still exist. And you got to hear it from ancient information apart from Kryon, this very day, from this very place. Did you hear about the dispensations? They have their names for it. We have ours. And all of the labels are simply for you, dear human, that described the four dispensations of humanity moving into the fifth. Did you hear the teachings that a soul evolves? Did you hear the teachings that when you first got here, you knew more than you do now? Did you hear the teaching that said that things are beginning to change? This is year one. Did you hear my teaching some time ago when I said the end of war on the planet is the beginning of your evolution? Killing each other. Did you hear that teaching from this place, from another man? All of what has been given in the channeling that has built this place, all of it has come from the Akash. The man who was here, who we honor as the guru and the teacher of the day, mentioned opening the Lemurian scrolls and reading the information. That is one who is in touch with the truth. The books open, the information flows out, and the truth is the truth. We have walked you through the various letters of the word Lemuria just as teaching. And we come to the letter R. And it is on purpose that the letter R means many things today. And the first one, as I sit here in this chair, is revelation. The revealing of the truth is at hand again. The truth is the truth. And why wouldn't you know it unless it was hidden for eons? You come into the fifth dispensation of time. Number 5 in Tibetan numerology is change. And it was described even today from this platform as given in the Lemurian scrolls, that this is a time of change, one that has been waited for. Do not despair, were the words. And this is what we have said over and over. The truth is the truth, and what is on the news is simply getting there. We have told you that evolution of human spirit and the soul have stages of learning. We've also told you that the old souls are the ones who are listening to this, the ones in the chairs, and the ones who are being revealed the truth. And so we honor the R for revelation, especially here. For this place is at the right time, at the right place on the planet, and actually holds an energy for Lemuria, for the planet, for the seeds of the Pleiadians. It is appropriate, it is proper, it needs to be here. It is honored and loved. The dedication of those who walk the gardens is seen, honored, loved. Their Akash is known by God. The temple of worship that they build, the one you've just been in, honors the Pleiadian teachers who are still here. They're right. I want to use the R for responsibility. Is this true? Is this true? You are responsible for your discernment right now. And you can sit there and you can go to sleep and say, I'm turning off because I don't want to be responsible, or not. And that is free choice, is it not? As the man said, some will see it and some will not. What is your responsibility to your own Akash? How many times have you been here through the learning cycles, through the experience cycles, to bring you to a place where you know better? To a place where barely the truth will start to be revealed. There is more than just you. What could it be? Could there be divinity inside? You already are aware, perhaps, of many lifetimes that you've lived. Do you think you just walked through them because they were there to walk through? Or was there a system, a plan? Could it be that the sweetness and the essence of the love of God knows you? That you've been here on this planet through all the cycles, perhaps, and are ready for the next one. That you could call yourselves Lemurian. What is your responsibility for the discernment of this truth? Based upon what you've been through, who you are. You're not a monk. You may not even be of the belief system of those who have built this temple. Doesn't matter. For they are here holding energy. You're the one who goes into the world to show who you are by how you act. And in your eyes, can they see the God inside you? Can they see the ascended human being in your eyes or not? You go to work and you have children and you do all of the ordinary things that they cannot do as they hold the light in this place. The responsibility of the truth is upon you. You've come here to sit, or those who would tune in to listen, maybe to hear this today. It's profound what is going on and is about to go on in this planet. And yes, this is a dark period as the old energy tries to get a grip. He doesn't want to lose. You see it on the news. He doesn't want to lose, and yet it will. because there are many who are awakening to the grandness of this, a truth inside you, a divine spark from another place brought to this planet by the Pleiadians. This is what is taught here. This is what was channeled here. Gurudeva was correct to release this to the public at the right time. And look at all of this has been in the last half century, 30 years, 25 years, when we said all of these things would start to revolve around this, the new age. That is the message for this day. The R is responsibility, it's revelation of truth. What are you going to do with it? You are the ones who are going to get in the bus and leave. They will remain holding this energy for this island right as they should. It is partly because of this place that this island completely is protected in so many ways you're not aware. They are. And they may not ever talk about it, but they know. And so go from this place and remember this place. It's bigger than you think. The energy here is doing something that's actually quantum. Let it be known. We know where we are. And so it is.